Hi, Adam.
Two months of minutes that we've met. We all received these at least earlier today, if not a couple days ago.
I don't know when you mailed them out, Mitch.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago and today.
Yep.
And we're posting these as soon as we approve them, right?
Yeah, they've been on the website as pending approval, and I haven't made the one yet. So when I looked at January's, I didn't have any notes to add or amend, and since I wasn't in February, I'm abstaining from it, so.
I'm good, how are you doing?
Good, ready for the season.
I am too.
Wow, goodness.
Yeah.
Got teased there for a little while.
I know.
I'll make a motion, Mike, that we approve together the past joint board meetings of January 12th and February 14th.
I can't second it.
Somebody else got a second?
Second, I guess, from that.
Yeah.
I'll second it then.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Phil?
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
I will get those up later.
Okay, then we'll go on to the treasurer's report.
Phil is on there. Phil, you want me to go ahead and present this?
Yeah, go ahead. You've got everything.
Yeah, I don't know if you can be heard in its entirety. We have a current balance of $54,181.61. We have two invoices to approve tonight. One of them from BLN. It's invoice number 3. It's for a total of $12,720. And we have we need to reimburse Matt for a payment that Matt made to WordPress for our domain registration for $19. If there's any questions, we got Phil here to answer. Otherwise, I would move to accept both invoices as presented.
You second that motion?
All in favor?
Aye.
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 We have our contracts on the website with the engineers and the rate consultants, or no?
We do not have those contracts posted.
Okay.
I think we had talked about that in a previous meeting, and we decided not to post. But if we need to post, then I can. Yeah.
The WordPress check to come out.
Correct.
So
that is correct.
I'll get with Phil and sign the check then.
Yeah, the $19 is our operating, and BLN will be submitted tomorrow. In fact, I have a letter ready to go to the county auditor for ARPA reimbursement of the BLN invoice of $12,720.
How has that process gone with auditor submissions and payments?
Yes, Phil has been in contact with Doug Keaton. Is that right, Phil?
Yes. Those documents, I've emailed everyone. If you check your phone, you'll see that there's a report from him that I included.
And that, in fact, is current from up to our last meeting.
That's correct.
It would not have this invoice, but it has the previous invoices to BLN, the invoice to...
That is what that email. Okay.
Yeah, that's what that is. And legal services.
Just confirmation of payment.
And it seems to be working well. No sooner do I deliver it to the auditor's office than Julie hands it to Doug and he starts the process. And I think we're paying pretty much.
No one's told me to stop working for it yet.
Okay. That means all's good. As far as I can tell.
You know, I'm sorry if maybe this isn't the proper time, but. Mentioning the contracts for BLM and others might inform, you know, our shareholders, you know, some of the steps and what's going on and what
it's all in our.
Clint, question?
Sure.
Am I cutting the check for that, or are you going to send it to the county?
No, you're cutting the check. That's what Mike was just saying.
Okay,
you'll need to cut a check for $19.
Okay.
I can get it to you, or if not, I'm good with just waiting for the next meeting.
Just email it to me.
Sure.
Thank you.
So you have a synopsis that kind of describes what, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, we posted like SOPs and SOQs, what the responsibilities of your projects were. Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
This next web page update.
Yep.
I would ask that Richard contact my Indy office if you're going to post our contract. I'm not sure how they, you're not. Okay.
Yeah, we're not.
Never mind.
As soon as I said it out loud, I realized you guys, yeah. Yes. But we have a timeline we could post at some point and provide that in the process, right?
I think we have already. Well, I don't know. I have to look. It's in my head that it's
a whole the only thing is
we have not posted the official timeline, so we can do that. Yeah.
I would say
edit it a little bit, but it would give a good story aligned to what we've done today, what's left.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll get that to you. That's a reminder. Don't do it tomorrow.
I will.
Okay.
And I'll post it. I'll not only put it on the website, but I'll share the Facebook page that it is posted on there. That's one of the things I've been doing as I updated it. We have a Facebook page. If anyone wants to follow that, I link to it. So everyone knows if they don't want to go to the website all the time, you can just follow the feed and it'll show up if something got posted.
VCRSD or something?
Yep.
Evan's doing the post. It's working.
Hoping I don't spell anything wrong. That's my biggest thing I'm trying not to do.
We're here at that point. We'll give a little update.
Webpage update. We renewed, so it's good for another year. I kept it at the basic level. I did not upgrade us to any of the premium tiers. Because we don't plan on doing any e-commerce or special, you know, file sharing or anything like that. So I was able to just keep it at the lowest rate. Again, as we transfer into more of a complex business, WordPress will not be the site we're going to use. We'll either have to go to another more complex site like Wix or an equivalent, or have someone build our own and host it. So, but for now, where we're just sharing information, this is perfectly reasonable to use. So
it's working this way.
Yep, but before we collect dollar one, we'll want to have something else set up. So, in our long-term plan. In terms of views, he's counting this. Sorry, I heard his voice. I got distracted. In terms of like website views, we actually don't have a lot of views. I'm actually watching page traffic. We're getting 13 views a day. So in terms of community and county knowledge and going to the site, we're still not seeing a lot of traffic change. It's normally only two or three visitors, and they're looking at 2 to 3 pages each. That's really about it. So it's still relatively low, and it actually follows that we're getting some engagement on the Facebook posts, but very little clicks from Facebook that go to the website. So people are essentially looking at the summary, and that's it. They don't go past that part. So, in terms of community engagement and knowledge, they're looking at a little two-sentence blurb I post, and that's where it ends. So,
you know,
but
the information. I thought about casting a bigger net. I used to advertise when I had a business in the Brown County paper. It's very, very cheap, and that might be a way to. Just a little ad in there might send local folks.
Yeah, and we had talked about that at the last meeting, starting to either half page or page or take for some of our bigger meetings coming up. Yeah.
Timeline would be good too.
I like that idea of running on a bi-weekly basis. Just a little ad, just reminding people there is a website.
I think it's like $20 a week.
It could be much.
Is
that going to be a formal proposal? Why not?
If we all agree to do it, I can write something up.
Yeah, why don't you present that to the next meeting?
Okay.
Some kind of a check into it, find out what the rates are these days.
You got it.
And what we might say, is that'll fit about the right timing anyhow.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
We're talking about with respect to
you got it.
Planning out a community discussion.
Mm-hmm. What I'll probably try to do is I'll talk with the Democrat and try to get a rate schedule, and I'll try to propose how much it would be for a year, so we can approve that, and then I can just submit, because I have to wait for the next meeting to get approval. I'm going to have to guess blindly what the next ones are going to be.
Right. So. I have questions about, because I know there's several of our Helmsford folks here. Lake Linden. Is the Brown County Democrat, do you see that being delivered throughout the lake, or is it some other newspaper or something from Bloomington called the Purdue
Herald Times?
Is it the Herald Times?
Yeah.
Not the Purdue Gazette?
That's in the lake.
Ride that dog while you can.
You're in it. But Herald Times.
Herald Times, out of Bloomington.
Out of Bloomington?
Yeah.
Let's check that just for...
did you pay for that?
I did, yes.
We get both to the office.
What's that?
So we get both to the office. Well, there's a program called Constant Contact, which is a little cheap. You got to do that for like...
We haven't done Constant Contact. My wife does it all the time, so I'm familiar with it.
We didn't even know about the Facebook page, so that means that it's not getting out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know if you were to do an ad on Facebook and do a geofence.
We do it at our work.
I do that for our work. I do a geofence, and it'll pop up on everybody's Facebook inside that geofence as an ad. The stuff you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very effective. We get hundreds and hundreds of applicants at one time. Just doing a 50-mile geofence.
Okay.
You can do a geofence just around Lake Lemon or Helmsburg or Bean Blossom. And
they're
relatively cheap, $150.
Okay.
Your little next month's task is growing.
I mean, yeah, so that would be a question, what kind of budget do we want to do for all this marketing? Because a couple of geofences and that were probably in the annual $1,500 to $2,000. We're getting newspapers all the time and a couple of boosts. So we want to think about what kind of budget we want to put on that for now.
The ads could be small and just be a Brown County sewer update. That casts people's interest.
Okay. I'll vote yes whenever the time comes. Well, that's put a lot of effort into our website.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of material content there. We want to drive eyeballs to it. We can't answer your phone.
The other thing we don't have is we do not have do we have an official email address? Because I do not believe we do.
No, we do not.
Should I create one and start referencing that where people can email us?
Are you going to read the emails?
I'm going to have to if I say we're getting an email address.
Exactly right. And so you got to consider that. But let's
hold off on that.
Let's put a list together.
Let's go one-way communication for now with drive people to the website.
Okay. And right now, I believe on the page, if they're following, they can send a message through Facebook. That's at least one way they can communicate.
Good.
That is all I have.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Good job. Stay with it.
Point. I have HRSD review.
We had, and I think most of you guys know this, but if not, we have a monthly meeting now scheduled jointly with the Helmsburg Regional Sewer District. The next meeting is the 28th of March, and it will be held at the Brown County Community Foundation, that lower level conference room.
At 6 o'clock, I think.
I think it's at 6, and it will be on Zoom as well as in person. So, 6 o'clock on the 28th. And this is about a year, maybe a little over a year. We've been doing this with Helmsburg RSD. We haven't hit every single month in the last year, but we've hit probably 10 of them. So the next one coming up is a good meeting to plan to be in attendance, because it's getting right in front of when we're going to have our preliminary engineering report prepared. Helmsburg will have their preliminary engineering report prepared, and we should have a lot of detailed discussion available at that meeting. So.
Quick side note, we have not officially informed the paper, so I have not posted that.
Of 28?
Correct. So we're 2 weeks out, we need to do that.
Yeah. And I need to make sure.
I was just going through and double checking.
I'm glad you did, because we want to make sure that the foundation has that set up for us as well, so I'll do that at the same time.
Normally on those meetings, we also have been offering a Zoom option. The reason we do that is not everyone can always get there. So that one, since there's a lot of people we've been Zooming. This next one, we will not have a Zoom because I will be on a business trip. So I will not be there, so I won't have a Zoom.
On 3/28?
Yes.
Okay, so that will make it, maybe the foundation help us do that.
I will be in Morris.
You should go.
Get some pharmaceuticals.
I'm going to be working 12-hour days in plant.
Okay.
What is?
Next one, BLN engineering update. Next on our list?
Yep.
Kevin?
Oh boy. Where do I start? We are finishing up our last review internally of the BER and AMP asset management plan. We have delivered all of our information with the exception of a tweet that we discussed on Monday morning to Katie at Reed Financial. Everything that I see is on track to be ready on the 28th. It will be wrapped up, ready to submit.
Both documents?
Right, AMP and the PDR.
Okay.
I know I got today.
Got
10 years worth of, 12 years worth of SPIA reports on Lake Long water quality that will be marking highlights in and adding them to our need statement as part of the PDR. We've got from Russ here more names to add into the list. The number of supporters that we have, all that sort of information. That's being updated. We'll probably close the door on that probably next week, week ahead of time. On the 21st, probably stop editing and put the polish on it.
I got two more letters in the last, yesterday and today.
We've accumulated quite a stack.
Yeah, it's becoming.
I've not counted them yet, but we've got over a couple hundred, which that's pretty impressive.
Are there duplicates?
We're going to be filtering those. Like I said, we're probably going to build a little address database where we cross-reference all these people that have written a letter of support, a letter requesting to hook up, that type of thing, and whether they're in east of Humbert, west of Thomasburg, if they're in the conservancy, all that kind of stuff will be sorted out and filtered. I imagine, as we're looking at this, we're coming up with all sort of ideas of how we can formulate this more utility.
With that same database, is it going to be a true database or Excel?
I imagine it's going to be Access, the true database.
Okay. Will it, so it's going to have name, some contact information, residence address, their statement. Will it also have things like business, residential, any other qualifying information like that?
We can leave fields for that, for sure.
Yeah, we can try to capture that.
What you guys want is this correlated, so we, number one, get rid of duplicates. Number two, with the information we're getting around Lake Lemon, we do have to differentiate between Monroe County residents and Brown County residents at some point. And have that be a usable thing for something as simple as printing letters to people, put out postcards or whatever you guys want to do with it.
And we want to also. It may be just leaving the fields for it, but some of it we'll already have, and that's to overlay the Brown County Health Department.
They were calling for helpers, buddy.
Okay, good.
But bottom line is, whereas we build this, we definitely want to get with Matt. and be sure that we have this, leave this flexible. So if we're populating things or you get access to it, populate what you want, it's all there.
Whoever's going to be designing this, I would love to have side conversations with them, being the nerd that I am, to talk database schema. So we have it set up properly.
Okay.
I want to make sure it's normalized and it can expand. Yeah.
Other than that, I'm looking forward to getting this turned in for you guys.
Thank you.
Final comment. Soon.
Getting
there. Yes. Thanks. Great consultant. Read financial update.
I think based on the conversation we had yesterday with Reedy Financial, they'd say something similar to what Kevin just said, that they're on target, timing-wise, they feel comfortable that they're going to make their information available to us and to BLN and Helmsburg and Bachmuller in time for it all to get placed in its proper spot in the PERs. So we'll see that when we see a final PER document. Caitlin had no issues of concern that she wouldn't make the deadline.
So she was pleased with the assistance from DLN.
Absolutely, yeah. So that was a comment that was made numerous times.
Are you guys pointing on this, Kevin? You take stuff from everybody and roll it all together?
Or? Well, for the Brown County Sewer District, yes.
Yeah. We will most likely have an extension at our 28th meeting, or we'll have a special meeting before that. It's just that we call a board meeting. That's to be determined. We don't know at this point yet which way that's going to go. My fingers would be crossed.
The
a lot of information through our consultants. They're doing, Helmsburg doing the same through their consultants to get this March 31st deadline met, which may mean that we'll be right up against the clock and our meeting will be an extension of the 28th meeting, our board meeting. Helmsburg may have the same thing and then we'll have a joint meeting. We don't know that yet.
I can't commit other BLN staff right now, but are you wanting me to see if we could find a block Monday afternoon for a work session with you?
So this Monday?
The 27th. The day before.
Oh, you get your own mom, she takes care of.
I say that because I don't want anything popping up to surprise you or me.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Then
No, not for that. We will, if we have we'll just in the notice about the joint meeting, we'll have the notice of a board meeting, but the work session is just a continuation of the same
thing. The work session, but I meant the board meeting. If possible, Kevin, could you send out a soft copy to us on, let's say, Friday, right as you're walking out the door? That would give me the weekend to review it before we edit it. Because that way I'm not looking at it for the first time on Monday. I'd redline if I had any thoughts.
I wish I could commit Brian to saying he's going to be done with it. Okay. Brian Bullock is the...
Any number of minutes before the meeting.
Sure. Brian Bullock is the sign-off engineer on this. So he is going to be... He's our final guy on it. He's on spring break in Philly and New York. So I'm 90% saying yes, we could probably punch something out to you via email just so you can peruse it. We're talking about turning it in on the 30th or 31st, but now having a draft on the 28th. Oh, now can we have a draft on the 24th? Suddenly you've cut our 2 weeks down to...
We won't do that.
Yeah.
5 days.
If it does get done early, put it in an inbox.
Okay. I'll say we'll do a weekend.
Okay. But tentatively, a working session on Monday.
Yeah. I will commit myself to being that, having that from lunch till end of day on the 27th.
Okay. You too.
You good there?
Yep.
Legal consultant, I believe.
You want me to speak to that?
Yes, please do.
Well, to date, the board's relied on a country lawyer who doesn't know utility law, so we have retained a utility lawyer to assist us as needed. We kept him on the back burner to date, but we know we need his assistance in drafting board resolutions regarding the PER and the asset management plan. And I know we'll use him to provide some guidance and counsel on the public hearing that will be held thereafter. I'm going to ask him to help draft a proper set of bylaws for our sewer district, provide advice on directors and officers liability insurance if construction moves forward, also be available to help draft and negotiate other agreements with the engineers and other providers, and at some point there'll be bond counsel involved, and to interact with other lawyers representing other parties. So we've got a good laundry list for him, but the goal now is to get the PDR submitted.
Yeah, any, I might mention to add to that that we will need a formal resolution in advance of the actual PER submittal by the board, where we will review and accept the PER and approve to submit. And that's just a simple resolution we'll have to make. And there's another one involved with, oh, and the AMP, that's a separate document. So we'll have to have the same thing, review and approval and submission. And then
and that's in process.
And that's in process, yeah. Yeah. So we're good there. I think we'll hit our targets. That's all I
good?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Hey, Clint. After, if this gets approved March 31st, how long does it take for approval, would you say? A month? 2 months?
Oh.
6 months? It's fall. Government. I know.
It'll take till fall at least. But in that, and well, Kevin, speak to that.
Well, I wish Brian was here for this. But typically, once we turn this in, there's probably 60 days, 90 days where they gather. I mean, this is April 1st is like tax deadline for this department. Everybody and their brothers turn their PERs on April 1st. So they're going to match them up with their priority list that they've already got set up. Look through them, make sure all the boxes are checked, T's are crossed, and start keep using the term digesting in sewers projects, so no pun intended there. And then midsummer we'll probably get some feedback on how our ranking has turned out. That's how I understand it anyways. And then formal commitment comes late in the year. I'm not even going to say October, November, it's just late in the year.
So let's explain for people that may not understand, Helmsburg Sewer District is submitting two preliminary engineering reports.
Correct.
One regarding their existing facility upgrade, renovation, replacement, whatever, as a standalone project. And two, to build a wastewater treatment plant of sufficient size to handle what we have proposed as a corridor project going as far east as Bean Blossom and as far west as Lake Linden. So our engineers are working on what I understand are called collection systems. Helmsburg's working on the preliminary engineering report for a new facility large enough to go that way and that way. Right? They are using a different engineering firm than us, and we are hoping that they're meeting their deadlines like we know our engineers meeting their deadlines. Is that clear?
This is through the State Revolving Fund?
Mm-hmm. USDA,
and
SRM,
yeah.
Is that two separate bonds?
Well, that part I don't know. We're committed to a corridor project.
For the whole thing?
Yes.
To answer a little bit more about who we're submitting money requests to, we're initially, of course, going through SRF, State Revolving Fund, and Rural Development. Both of them are within the state of Indiana and the primary funders of these kind of infrastructure projects. Rural Development really likes regionalized wastewater treatment. SRF is a, I hate to use this term, but they're a little broader in the sense that they'll do infrastructure projects that include collection extensions as well as plant expansions kind of thing. And so will RD, but their focus is a little bit different. So we're going to present to both of them simultaneously. They have already talked together with us, so they know, both groups know that this project is of the nature and size that it needs multiple people that have funding capability looking at it. SRF is a state of Indiana. Rural Development is the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So we reach higher into the ranking of where monies flow for infrastructure by going to USDA, Rural Development. With that thought, though, we're also realizing that there are